the Mishnah. The Mishnah, after listing the Arba Avos Nezikin, the Mishnah continues with Halo Harei Ashor Karei Amaveh, Halo Harei Amaveh Karei Ashor, says the Gemara, Maiko Amar. What is he trying to say? Rashi explains, Lamalei Lemisni Klal. Rashi explained earlier, what does it mean, Halo Harei Ashor Karei Amaveh? Ein din hakasu bezeh, roi lenug bezeh. That's how Rashi explained it earlier, as we saw. So why is this relevant? Now, the fact that the Mishnah is telling us that they're distinct and what's true about one is not true about the other, like my nafka mina, what's the agenda of the Mishnah to say this? To which the Gemara responds, Amar Zvid, Mishmei de Rav, v'hochi kamar, lichto b'achmana chada v'teisa idach minei. What the Mishnah is trying to say is that if it would just say one, let it just say one, and let the other one be derived from that. And that's when he's saying, you can learn Maveh from Shor. You can learn Shor from Maveh. Rashi says, V'teis idach mina, v'mamatzinu. Rashi here says it's mamatzinu. Other is shown in the Rambam Pirsha Mishnah. Sounds like it's a Kal V'chomer. That would have been the derivation. Could be this is relevant to the discussion on Beis Amid Aleph and the Tosfos and Einon Shem and Hadin. Tosis was medayik from the Mishnah that Onshin Mamad Min Hadin, and we had a question about this rule of Ein Onshin Min Hadin. Is it true by Kavachomer as well as Mamad Sinu? Only true by Kavachomer. So we brought this Rashi then at the time as well. Rashi says at least now that the Lo HaRei means Mamad Sinu, be Mamad Sinu, be Shor Shehu Mazik v'Chayiv. So we find by Shor it's Chayiv, Af Hamaveh Shehu Mazik eChayiv. So that's what we're saying. Lo HaRei Ashor Kriya Maveh, that you can't learn that Mav is Chayiv from the fact that Shor is Chayiv. And then we say, Chada Mechada Lo Asya. As Rashi says, Kedem Farish Le'il. Like we had in the Sigis earlier, L'Rav L'Tamei Yishmu L'Tamei. In other words, depending on what we have in Shor, and what Shor is, what Mav is, then we have to explain what the Pircha would be, why you can't learn one from the other. Something interesting is the Lashon HaGemar is Chada Mechada Lo Asya. One from one. Now, Rashi says this is going Ben L'Rav Ben L'Shmuel. Right? Rabbi Tameh Shmuel Tameh. According to Shmuel, so it's Chada Mechada, right? Because Shor is Umaskana, Shor is Regel. Earlier, the Gemara says Shor is Karen. Mav is Shein, it's Chada Mechada. According to Rav, what is Shor? Shor is all three. Kol Milu de Shor. So why is it called Chada Mechada in the Lashon HaGemara? It's Chada Mitras. L'Arei Ashor Karei Mav, means you can't learn Mav from the three. Maybe we can be medayik as follows. Let's be magdim. We'll see on Amud Beis that Rava points out that really we could take Bor and one other and learn out everything except possibly Karen. A second. When Rava says it, so there's a long Rashi, of course, and works out all the different combinations. When we're learning those combinations, we never speak about Shor as a block. It's whatever it is, the mazik of Karen together with Bor, the mazik of Shein, the mazik of Regel, Eish. And then you have to figure out, you know, what could you learn from what? And Rava says you could learn out from Bor and one other, you could learn everything except possibly Karen. There it was clear that the limud has to be from individual mazikin, not from Shor as a unit. And the reason is obvious. Because what we're trying to learn out is that there's a mazik that we don't know about, that we don't know exists at all. The pashtus, that means that elamai, you see that there is a mazik such as Bor, such as Eish, such as Shein, Regel. And now I want to know, do I have another mazik that's different in the way that it's mazik? So there's a darak lahazik of Keren in the way that its darak is lahazik, and darak lahazik of Eish in the way that its mazik, and so on. Now I want to know, what about the unknown, the new case that the Torah wouldn't have said? So the answer is, I'll learn out from here and this, that there's another mazik that I now can, that in its manner of being mazik, it's also chay. So if that's what we're doing, that we have a blank slate, we don't know b'chlal that there's a mazik that is considered a mazik in the way that it's mazik, but we have the other cases. So there it's clear that you have to specify what specific mazik it is. Shor might refer to three things, but each particular category of shor is mazik in its own way. So you can't take shor as a unit and learn from that. You have to say, what am I learning from? The darko hazik of Karen, the darko hazik of Shane, the darko hazik of Regel, and then what do I want to learn that's also a mazik? So what's pshat over here? Lo hare ashor kare amaveh. So we want to learn out what? Maveh from shor or shor from maveh. And here Rashi says, Rab l'tameh, shmu l'tameh. That means that here we're using shor as a unit of three. So what's the pshat? How could I do that? So maybe we should remind ourselves of the Rabbeinu Peretz of Daf Dalet. Rabbeinu Peretz learns that when it says Lo Hare Shor Kerei Amaveh, and according to Rav, Shor is all three. But what is it that we want to learn out from Shor to Maveh, Maveh to Shor? Specifically, and the Pircha the Gemara mentions was Kofar. If you remember, Shor has the Maila of Kofar, and Adam doesn't have Kofar, and Adam has Dalet Dvarim, and Shor doesn't have Dalet Dvarim. So Rabbeinu Peretz explained, if you remember, that when it was saying Lo Hare Shor Kerei Amaveh, we understand already that there's a halacha, there's a mazik of Shor, be it Karen, be it Shane, be it Regel, that's chayiv when it's mazik Adam. Probably means Karen, right? That's the parsha in the Torah of Karen, that you have chayiv of kofar after three times. And so too, we already know in the Torah, that would be stated, that Adam, dazik Adam, is a parsha of chovel b'chaveru. What we don't know in terms of Shor and Maveh, says Rabbeinu Peretz, is that there's a chiyuv if it's Azik Shor. Shor de Azik Shor, and Adam de Azik Shor wouldn't be stated. So what we're trying to do in the Lo Hare Shor Kerei Amaveh and vice versa is to establish that there's a chiyuv on the case, in the case of Maveh, or in the case of Shor, as the case may be, on Azik Shor. But Azik Adam I know. So it comes out that I already know that there's a mazik of Shor in terms of the specific examples. And I know, be it Ken Shem Berego, by Azik Adam. I just don't know that Ken Shem Berego is Chay by Azik Shor. I already know that there's a mazik of Adam in the case of Adam to Azik Adam, with Chovel. I just don't know the halacha of the Biachiyuv, if that mazik of Adam is mazik Shor. And that's what the Lo Hare Shor Kerei Amaveh, Maveh Kerei Shor has to do with. So if that's what we're dealing with, then we can take Shor as a unit, which is Shitas Rav, and it can be viewed as Chada Mechada. Why? Because, as we already saw earlier at Benogea, the Rashi of Avna Sakino Maso within Rav, the Lo Afgirinu, which Gemara says, Mishoro Lamadnu, we were Medai from Rashi at the time, Tosas part to figure out which specific Shor are we learning from. Right? Tosas says it has to be Karen. And from Rashi, it sounds like we're learning it from the Av of Shor. Shor has different manifestations in the form of Keren Shem Verego, but you can learn Mamon HaMazik is Chayv. Maybe that's the pshat over here as well. Inasmuch as we already know that Adam is a Mazik, in the case of Adam, Dazik Adam, and we know that Shor is a Mazik, and is Chiyuvim in the case of Shor, Dazik Adam. So now the question is only whether I can also extend that same mazik to a case of azik shor. So if that's all I need to do, I don't have to create a new paradigm to say that there's a mazik in the derech of that mazik that I don't know about. I know the mazik is a mazik. I know it in the case of azik adam. So then I can take the block of shor, which means kem shem beregel, and use that to try to learn from it that Adam da Azik Shor is Chayv, just like Shor da Azik Shor is Chayv. If it would say Maveh, then I can say, not just because it's not about Keren Shem Berego anymore, it's about the Av of Mamon HaMazik. That's Chayv, Bein Ba'azik Adam, Bein Ba'azik Shor. Adam, I know, is a Mazik already by Azik Adam. Would I say that I can learn out that Adam da Azik Shor is also Chayv? So then for that, I can quote Chadam Echad. Maybe that would be the way to look at it. Given that Rabbeinu Peretz is pshat and Lo Hare Shor Kerei Amaveh, that we're talking about Adam, that the Rebbe would say Azik Adam. It's only about Azik Shor that I need to learn out. From that perspective, it's enough to learn from the Shor Bechlolus. I don't have to go to the individual Mazikim on the Shor. I can look at Shor in general because I'm just trying to show you that the Mazik of Shor has in it the Chiyuv even by Azik Shor. For that, it's enough to learn Shor one from one, from Shor in general. Whereas on Amid Beis, we're trying to learn out the whole Chiyuv to begin with, not in a particular case that also applies, but the chiyuv in general that Rav is discussing, Isha is barbing up. There you have to speak of an individual mazikin, you have to talk about the derech hamazik in that individual way. And by sure, each one is mazik in its own way, so you have to know which one you're talking about. But in terms of our Lashon HaMishnah, this line of the Mishnah, it's only about extending the chiyuv to the case of Azik Shor. For that, it's good enough to learn from Shor in general. Yeah?
Just one clarification. You're saying that beforehand we've seen that we've had to break it. Where have we broken it up?
Rabbeinu Peretz made clear twice, right? First on Dalet and Aleph, and also on Dalet and Beis.
Meaning, in terms of focusing on each one's derech, like as in the question itself, when you said that.
No, I was wondering how could you quote Chada Mechada? Chara, it's Chada Mitras. If you want to learn Mavav from Shor, why are we calling Chada Mechada?
Where have we seen before that we would have broken up? We would have broken them up into three.
No.
And focused on each one.
No, I mean because on the days when we have all the combinations that the Rava discusses, so then we're discussing even though we're going to be discussing Rav and Shmuel equally, but we're discussing what would you want to learn out from what, and suddenly it's not about Shor in general, it's about the individual Karen Shem Berego, and that's the whole long Rashi on the days to work out all the combinations. But when we're talking Chada Mechada, we're talking Shor and Mava, we're talking about Shor as one unit, and that's because this line of the Mishnah, as Rabbeinu Peretz understands it, it's just about extending the chiyuv to a particular example. But I know that there's a mazik already of Adam. I know there's a mazik of Shor, and I know Ken Shem Rego Achayv in the cases that they're Chayv. So now I can look at Shor as one block, as one mazik, because I just want to learn out a particular application of the chiyuv. For that, I don't need to separate them into three. I can use the one as one. Yeah. That's the part the Torah would say that. That's according to Rabbeinu Peretz. The Torah would have said the case of Shor de'Azik Adam with the Chiv Kofer and all of that. That would be written. The line of Lora Shor Ki Amav is only about Azik Shor. That's what Rabbeinu Peretz said both on Amid Aleph and Dalet Amid Aleph and Dalet Amid Beis. If you remember, even when the Gemara said it in Dalet Amid Beis that Tana Adam Biko. Biko Mili the Adam. So he says. When the Gemara originally answered for Rav that the Mishnah is Tana Adam Kol Mili Da Adam, Perish Bein Adam Dazik Adam Bein Adam Dazik Shor Umikol Malkom says Rabbeinu Peretz Chad Tani Lo Ri Yashor Kari Amave Tahinu Adam Lo Rav Lo Mari Elba Adam Dazik Shor Kidimuchach Leel Tahu Bay Lemelaf Mishor. All I want to learn off Mishor by Adam is the case of Adam the Azik Shor. Adam Dazik Adam would be written. And again, and I would say by Mav as well, the cases of Mav of Shor, of whatever they are, would all be written in the case of Azik Adam. It means Karen. Okay. Continues the Gemara. That's as far as Lore Shor Kerei Mav. Then the Gemara says, it says further in the Mishnah, Lo Zeh Vezeh Sheyesh Ben Ruach Chaim. Kerei Eish Ein Bo Ruach Chaim. So once again, the Gemara says, Mai Ka'amar. In other words, the Pashtus. Again, what are we trying to say? Because of the fact that these two have Ruach Chaim, Shor Mave, and unlike Eish, why is it relevant? My Kama, my Misharisha, Mishmei Derava, Hachi Kama, Lichtov Rachmana Tarti, the Tesi Idach Minayu. The Torah should write both, the two, meaning, again, Shor and Mave, described as two, the Tesi Idach Minayu, and learn out Eish. From that, Hadar Amma Chadami Tarti Lo Asi. Rashi. Lichtov Rachmana Tarti, meaning Sharu Mave. And that's called Tarti. Viteisi Eish Minayu. And you should learn Eish from that. The Chiparchis, when you're going to ask. This is what Sadashav, you want to learn out one from two. So learning one from two means you try from one. and you don't succeed because you have a pircha, but then you bring the other one to plug that hole and then allow you to learn out from the tzara shava. So how would that play out here between Shor and Mave vis-a-vis Eish? So Rashi says, Dechi parach is malu keren shekin kavanasa lahazik. Rashi's equating Shor with keren here. So one thing is clear, Rashi's going with Fishitas Shmuel now. But not only that, he's going with Fi Rav Yehuda, that we started out on, right on Gimel Beis Dalmud Aleph, that Rav Shmuel says, Tana Shor le karno umave l'shino. The Gemara's maskana on Dalmud Aleph with Rava was, Tana Shor le wat le l'raglo. So for some reason, Rabbi Tosef Rashi's Ma'or, this Pnei Yeshua, Rashi, I mean, stomach's huadin if it would be regal. Rashi starts with what it is with Rav Yehuda. So that means it's writ. If you're going to ask a kasha, you can't learn from Shor. Why? Malu ken shekin kavanasa lahazik. Iko meimar shein tochiach. So therefore, you can't learn to Eish because you have Karen has a unique quality of kavanasa. No, Eish is chay. Shein is chay without kavanasa lahazik. Malu shein shekin yesh anal lahazeko. So that would be unique to Shein. Karen yochiach. That's if you want to learn according to Shmuel. Again, it's Shmuel within Rav Yehuda. Tana shel karna. Rashi continues, what about if it's going to Rav? Lo zeh v'zeh. U'l'rav de'amar mave zeh adam. And what is Shor again? Shor is all three. So teisi hachi. This is how you're going to try to learn out to Eish. Ki parchis. When you ask from Shor, malu Shor shekein kavanasa lahazik. So Rashi brings here the pircha of kavanasa lahazik. That Shor is kavanasa lahazik. L'chor, what is kavanasa lahazik in Shor? Karen does. What does Rashi mean? Rashi is kavanasa lahazik. He's referring to Shor. Shor is three things. So how could Rashi say toma be'esh? How could you go into esh? Adam yochiach. Shafiu in kavanasa lahazik chayiv. So Adam is going to rebut the pircha of kavanasa lahazik because Adam is chayiv even in kavanasa lahazik. Kedetnan Adam muad bein er ben yashen. So you see that Adam is chayiv without kavanasa lahazik as well. It is finished, the Rashi. Malo Adam shekin chay rabat dvarim. Aye, Adam has a chumra of rabat dvarim. So how can you learn to Eish? Presumably Rashi is saying, no, the Eish doesn't have rabat dvarim. How do you know? We know already, Eish doesn't have rabat dvarim. So Shiloh, Mais in the second parak, if you say Eish Mishum Chitzav, the Gemara says Eish could be considered like the Chetz of the person that lit the fire, there would be a Chiv Daladvam. So maybe Rashi's going Amandam Eish Mishum Amono. That's why I think it's brought in the Shita like that. Anyway, Mal Adam Shkin Chay Badvam, how could you go into Eish or Yochiach? Hatzal Shor Shaben Shadark and Lazik Shmas and Lacha Afani Avi Eish. Okay, but the problem is what Rashi said before within Rav. Rashi started with Shmuel. Okay, Rashi picked on Rav Yehuda, not on Rava. Okay, Rashi went simpler with Rav Yehuda. But it's the same thing for Rava. If it's going to be Regel, then you'll ask, Malo Regel Shekin Ezekiel Matsui, Toma Be'esh, and you'll answer that Shein Yochiach. Good. That's okay. I mean, whatever. Rashi, for some reason, picked Rav Yehuda. But then Rashi says within Rav, the Pircha, that you could right away ask not to learn from Shor is Kavnasu Lahazik. How could Rashi say that? Kavnasu Lahazik is a specific chumah within Karen. So Rashi said it before, that was for Shmuel, if you hold that Shor is Karen, good. But if now you're going with Rav, and Rav held Shor is three things, so how could you say Kavnasu Lahazik? That's only Karen, that's not Shein Verega. Kiv Eger struggles here mightily. See, he suggests us. He himself calls it dochek. Rashi means a different kavanasa lahazik than we're familiar with. We've been thinking kavanasa lahazik, like Rashi himself said earlier. The Gemara said it. Kavanasa lahazik means that there's a certain aggressive tendency that the shore has, that it suddenly has a destructive impulse. Lahazik, that's what we think about, and that's only Karen. Kivega says maybe Rashi means stam. Kavanasa means that there was kavana in the, not in the maisa hezek, but in the maisa that caused the hezek. Namely, what Karen, Shein, Rego have in common, and Eish doesn't, is that there was kavana. In the Karen, there was kavana lahazik kipshuto for the destructive act to gore. But the point is that maisa and agicha had kavana. By Shein, the maisa mazik was the eating, the animal intended to eat. So there was a kavana in the action which brought about the hezek. And in regel, the animal had kavana to move, to walk. And then as it's walking, it wasn't kavana, so a hazik, in the literal sense of the kavana to do the damage, but it was kavana to do the maisa that brought about the hezek. Mashek and Eish, you can't say there was kavana lahazik. It's just mela. Eish is inanimate. It doesn't have the. It's in Baruch Chaim, but the point is, it doesn't have the notion of kavana lahazik associated with it, in the sense that there's no kavana for the maisa. Maybe that's what Rashi means. So Rashi picks that idea as the pircha that you can learn to Eish. Which is interesting, because Shmuel obviously doesn't hold of such a pircha. Because what does Shmuel say as far as why you can learn? According to Shmuel, so what's the pshat in the Mishnah? Shor means, let's say, regel or keren, and mava means what? Shein. And that's the pircha lo zevezeh sheish ben ruach chayim kareish. Why do we have to say that? That's the Mishnah says what the pircha is. So the Mishnah could have said something different. Lo zevezeh she what? According to this new pshat of kavanah selahazik as a pircha, could have said kavanah selahazik, meaning there's kavanah in the action. In the action of regel or keren, in the action of shein, there's a maisa of a kavana, and a hesek of eish doesn't involve kavana in the action. And the fact that the Mishnah Dafka says something different, that yesh beruachaim, ein beruachaim, so it's obvious that you can't create a pircha out of this new dimension of kavana selahazik. That's what's clear from Shmuel. The way Shmuel reads the Mishnah as what he does, that Karen, either Karen or Rego is what the Mishnah means by Shor, and then you have Mavis Shein, and the Mishnah didn't pick this new Pircha of Kavanah Selahazik, this new interpretation that we have in Rashi. Comes out that Shmuel doesn't hold as such a Pircha, and Rav does. And Rashi created out of thin air a new Pircha that would be the Pircha if it was Shor, meant all three, vis-a-vis Eish. No. I mean, that's the best that we can do in terms of Pshat and Rashi. But he says, Lulei Rashi, what would I say? What would be the pircha? What would we have thought? No. What did we have earlier? We talked about Shor Mava. What was the pircha? The Shor vis-a-vis Mava. What was it? No. Rabbi say Kofer, right? No, so say that over here. That you want to learn to Eish. So you want to learn Eish from Shor and Mava. Shor is Komil de Shor. So Dechi Parche is Mala Shor, Shekein. Shekein chay b'kofer. Tomeb the eish that there's no chi of kofer. So we say adam yochiach, mave yochiach, and then continue. Mave has dal dvarim. So how can you learn to eish? So we say shor yochiach. No. So what's wrong with saying that? We use that when it comes to the pircha v'lo reishor kriya mave. Why wouldn't we want to use that when we want to start off the pircha vis-a-vis eish? So what does Rashi need to go to this new? Seemingly a new interpretation of Kavanah Selahazik that Shmuel clearly doesn't agree with. Strange. The best I can think of that, just in terms of the second question, I mean, why not use the Pirch of Kofa? The Gemara used it before, Shor vis-a-vis Mava, why not use it vis-a-vis Eish? So you have to inquire. I mean, this is the way to go on this. Why is Eish Pata Mikofa? How do we know Eish is Pata Mikofa? Ah, so there's a Rashi that Yud. Yeah. Top of Daf Yud, Mashenkin the Eish, Eish Lachay Bosefas Adam, become a drab mine. The Eish is putter, Rashi says on Daf Yud that Eish is putter from Kofar because of Kamidrav mine. No, we had a Riva on Daf Dalid that if a tour is based on Kamidrav mine, that's not a Kula. The fact that the other thing has Kofar and this doesn't, but it doesn't because it has another Onesh, Onesh Chamur. So then that's not a chumakula. If your partner was coming down mine, that does not give you any disadvantage vis-a-vis where there is a chi of kofar, because your tour is based on coming down mine. That was the reverse Rivas Kasha. So if you put that Rashi and Daf Yud together with the Riva and Daf Dalet, so maybe Rashi could not have used the Pirch of Kofer in terms of Eish. But it's not still not glad, because there's another Rashi in Namgimel Medeves that says two reasons why there's no Chi of Kofer by Eish, seemingly. Rashi Stam says it. Namgimel Medeves, Rashi says, Diba Maschil, Eish de Bekavon, Alom Mishalim Kofer, 7-8 lines in the bottom. Chada de in Kofer be Eish, but Oud Kamer Bavmine. So Rashi says two things. Ain't kofer be'esh. Even if not kofer be'esh, ain't kofer be'esh. Maybe it's a drasha, olav, whatever it is. It is a halacha. Ain't kofer be'esh. But oh, kofer be'esh. So then you have clear that there's no kofer be'esh. So then why couldn't Rashi say the pircha to start off not to learn the esh from shur? It could be kofer. So we really don't know. It's a difficult Rashi. Why didn't Rashi pick kofer? I tried something from Daf Yud, but Rashi Mem Gimel sounds like there's a special halacha in Kofer Be'esh. That's one issue. And what did Rashi say? Rashi says Kavanas Lahazik. We're talking about all three examples of Shur. Not all have Kavanas Lahazik in the way that we understood it. We can make it suggest it's a different Kavanas Lahazik than what we're thinking about. Even though Shmuel doesn't accept such a Pircha, that would be a Pircha according to Rav. Tzarech Iyun, but that's what we have in this. He ends with the Tzarech Iyun also. He says, according to Rashi's Pircha, the Gemara could have said that before too, in the Chanami. The Gemara could have said, Lo Rabbi Yashar Kerei Amav, instead of saying Kofer, the Gemara could have said, Lo Rabbi Yashar, according to Rav, that what, the Shor, Ken Shem Beregel, is Kavana Sol Hazik, the action was done by Kavana, that resulted in the Hezik, and Adam could be Chayiv by Yashen, so that's why you can't learn from there. In the Chanami, the Gemara picked Kofer, the Gemara could have picked this new Pircha, Kavnas Elahazik, Kach Kosev Am Kibeg. Chadar Omar, Chadar Mitarti, Nami Lo Asiyo, Dilo Rikeren, Umave, Sheish Ben Rochaim, Karei Eish, that's what we're saying in the Lohare. Tosu says, Maiko Omar, Mishum Dilo Matzi Lufushe, Hai Lohare, Kishai Lohare, Shebishas, Kamitama, Maiko Omar. Tosis adds to your point in the question, Maiko Amar, that what's bothering the Gemara is that the Lo Harei doesn't fit the normal profile of a Lo Harei. This is what we saw Beis Amid Aleph in Tosis. As Tosis notes, typically when you have a Lo Harei, so what does it mean? Lo Harei, the what of the first thing to the what of the second thing. Lo Harei, Lo Re'i. Lo Re'i what? The Kula or the Chumra of A vis-a-vis B. Typically, well, harei, lo re'i is the chumrah of A is now the chumrah of B, meaning you have to get to a tzad shava. So each one has a chumrah. The first thing has a chumrah that the second thing doesn't have. The Tosis is when you have the lo harei in our Mishnah, as Tosis says, Perush, Tosis on Beis Amid Aleph, Ein wat shel shor, ke wat shel mave, kulasa. The kula of A is not as much as the kula of B. Therefore, B cannot be learned from A. A has a kula, but B has more of a kula than A does. That Tosus said to it that way. Not the way Rashi sort of ain din. Rashi said ain din hakasa bezet noe or linug bezet. Tosus goes to the qualities themselves, the characteristics. But which characteristics? Not the chumra. If you tell me the chumra of A is more than the chumra of B, that means that you can't learn what from what. Chumra of A is not like the Chumra of B, means you can learn A from B. But what we're trying to say here is that you can learn the other way. You can learn B from A, just like you see in the continuation. So then what does Lo Harei have to mean according to this? Ain what? Ain kulaso shozeh, ke kulaso shozeh. So that's not typical. So that's what's throwing the Gemara off and asking my Ka'ama. That's how Tosfos learns it. It's interesting, though. So then you have it again. The Gemara says Maiko Amar the first time and explains that what it means is Lichta Rechmana Chada. You have to emphasize here Chada, meaning the first thing. Not like typical, but Lichta Rechmana Chada, the first thing Chada, meaning the first thing mentioned. Not just one, but the first thing. Betesi Idach, the second thing, Minei Mavet, I'm sure. And then Chadim Chadalo Asya. Then the Gemara asks again, Maiko Amar. Well, Zevedeh Sheish Ben Ruach Chaim, meaning Vayter, was the same type of question. This is not typical. Usually, Zevedeh means we have the Chumrah of this, not the Chumrah of that. Here you're saying the Kula of this is not the Kula of the second thing. The other thing is more Kal, it's Ein Bo Ruach Chaim. Says the Gemara again, Lech Rachmana Tarti, let it say these two things, the Tarti, the things that I mentioned first, V'teisa Idach Minayim. But why does the Gemara have to go through the same hoop again? It's already clear from the first one. The Shita struggles here, the Gilyon. He says, yeah, but maybe when it's talking about Chadmi Tarti, we would want it to go back to conform to the normal Seder of Lo Ri'i. So we say, no, here too, it's atypical. It's Ein Kulasa Shilzeh. That's what the Shita seems to say. So now that we explained what it means in the Mishnah, so the Mishnah creates the sense that mamish, everything had to be written. And each thing is, you know, unique and characteristics are distinct, and you can't learn from one from the other. And all this is Lahag de Toro Adira, because the Maisa comes Rav and says, let's really dig deeper and we'll recognize something very interesting. Amar Rav. Viku, if you take all of these Avos Nezikin, Kishad is Bor Binayu, if you literally throw Bor between them, put Bor in the mix. So Bor and some and one other, ask Yekulu b'mahatzad. Then all the rest can be learned from the Tzad Hashava Bor and one other, levar mikaren. What is the basic? Long Rashi here, of course, but just the basic outline here. What Rav is going to say is that basically the way it's going to work is Bor has a pircha that you can learn from it. Namely, because the characteristic that makes Bor unique is Tchilas Asiyaso Lenezek. That's the quality that's unique to Bor. Tchilas Asiyaso Lenezek. From the very moment that it became a Bor, it is already a hazard, ready to cause damage. You just need, you know, it's already a hazard at that moment. Tchilas Asiyaso Lenezek. It became a Bor, it's by definition a hazard right now. Unlike all the others, the shores is not chilas asiyas lenezek. It has to be mazik later on. It causes hezek, and so with the rest. So, if you're going to ask a pircha that malibor shekein that chilas asiyas lenezek, you're going to be able to rebut it by saying such and such. The other one is yochiach, and then you'll ask, "Aye, but that such and such, the other mazik has its own characteristic that's unique. That's a chumra bor yochiach." Memela, between them, I'll be able to learn everything, except possibly Karen not. Let's see. So he says, Rav again, Kishad is bor b'nayu asya kulu b'matzab gavami Karen. Now, why not Karen? Mishum di'ikol mifrach, because of the following pircha. If I have bor and one other, I get everything but not Karen. Why? Because of the following pircha, magakulu, what unique to bor and whatever else, shekein mu'adin mitchilasan. They are mu'adin from the beginning. And therefore, Karen can't be learned. Now, let's just translate these words at first glance. What do these words seem to be saying? Why can't you learn from Bor and one other to Karen? Because Bor and whatever else are mu'ad, meaning, what's mu'ad mean? They pay nezek shalem from the very beginning. There's no state of being a tam. It's always nezek shalem from the first time the hezek occurs. Whereas Karen, we shouldn't be able to learn from that, from Bor and whatever else, because Karen starts off as a tam. No, at first glance, that's a pele. Why? Why is that outrageous statement as a pircha? As Tosis will ask. No. Because that's only after the Torah writes Karen that we know that it starts off as a tam and becomes a mu'ad after three times. We're going now, if the Torah wouldn't write Karen, so presumably that means the Torah wouldn't say anything about Karen, it's a blank slate. And all I know is Bor, and let's say Eish, or Bor and Shane, whatever it is. And now I want to learn out to Karen. So I want to learn a Chiyuv Nezek Shalem, like we find by Bor and Chad Mehanach. So what do you mean? The Pircha is Bor and Chad Mehanach have Muad Mitchilasan, and Karen doesn't. I don't know anything about Karen, so let me learn Karen as well. So what could the Gemara mean? Mamish Pella, what's Pshat in the Gemara? This is the problem that who asks, of course, on the Gemara? Tosis here, Tosis alluded to earlier, Beis on the base. It can say it means because you made that shalom, then Karen should be learned as well. But it's not written, then nothing is written, then you learn everything. Because of this kasha, Rabbeinu Tam comes up with a new pshat. Tosa says it here. We already had a quote in a base on the base, you remember? Very well, I'm sure. Right? Base on the base. Rabbeinu Tam learns pshat that the Gemara means a different idea. Not mu'adin. What mitchilasa means, darkon lahazik. Darkon lahazik. Whereas Karen is not darkon lahazik. Because we're going now, lemanda amar stam shvarim becheskas shimur kaimi. That's the manda amar that holds palganiska. What? No? Palganiska knas. Stam shvarim are considered tame. And therefore, that's the point of the Gemara, that you can learn from Bor and whatever else, because Karen has a weakness in that Karen, it's not Darko Lahazik. That's the Mandamar, Paganiska Knasa, Stam Shram Becheska Shimur Kaim. And the Gemara is going to say a line later, but the other Mandamar, the Mandamar Karen Adiva Shekamnasa Lahazik, that's going to go according to the other Mandamar, that Paganiska Mamona, Stam Sham Rabacheskas Kimur Kaimi, which Rabbeinu Tam is going to translate into saying Darko Lahazik. That's a leap, but that's what he says. Rabacheskas Shimur means Darko Lahazik, in which case there's no Pircha. In other words, if it's Darko Lahazik, and then you have on top of that the Kavanasa Lahazik, so then that becomes even more reason to learn Karen. So this is Rabbeinu Tam's reinterpretation of the words of the Gemara. Okay, that's Rabbeinu Tam. Tosis ran with this Rabbeinu Tam, Beis on the Beis, in terms of learning Pshat in the Gemara over there, if you all remember. Good. Mistimas Lashon Rashi. Rashi doesn't say anything, he just keeps repeating the words of the Gemara. The entire long Rashi, you're going back and forth, he just paraphrases and requotes the Gemara. So, like, obviously, it doesn't sound like we're creating a new paradigm, a new Pshat, so you have to say something here. What can the Gemara mean? What kind of pircha? She came well mitchilasa and pashtas, that means nezek shalim, but if I don't have Karen written, then everything should be learned out, even Ezek Shalim, what's the Pshat? So Kinira, Rashi, Mestama will have to be explained in light of what the Ravid says. The Ravid already says Pshat in the Gemara as follows. The Ravid writes that, let's understand, Lamaisa, Karen Tam has to be written. Nemar never intended to say that I should be able to learn Karen, meaning Karen Tam, from Bor and Chad Mehanach. That never went to Rabbi's words. After all, Karen Tam is Chatzin Ezek. How are you going to learn Chatzin Ezek from Bor? Moreover, Karen Tam is not Darko Lahazik. And it sounds from the Ravid, even if you hold Umanda Omar, Palginus Kamamona, it's Umais, it's not the Darko Lahazik of all the other Mazikian. So therefore, for sure the Torah had to tell me the din that there's a chiv by Karen Tam, to tell me chatinezek, to tell me yochayev at all. So the entire Gemara is revolving around what case of Karen? That the Rebbe is saying that you could or couldn't learn Karen from Bor and one other. What Karen are we discussing, says the Ravid? Karen Mu'ad. This is what the Ravid says. And Mestama, that would be Peshat and Rashi as well. So now what would the Gemara be saying? So could I learn Karen Muad Nezek Shalim from Bor and Esh, let's say. So Rava says, you can't. Why? Because it's a pircha. What's the pircha? Ma lahanach, meaning Bor and Esh, let's say, sheke muad mitchilasa, that their halacha of Mazik always had the status of Muad, even from the first time. And now you want to learn out Nezek Shalim to a Muad, which when it started out as a Tam, as a Chatzin Nezek. So it's a Pircha in the vis-a-vis the Muad case, because the Muad case started out as Chatzin Nezek. So then the Gemara's Geshmak, Gemara looks perfect, reads perfectly. The Ravid says here, he alludes to what he said before, I can learn Karen Muedes. Even though Karen Muedes has seemingly all the same qualities as what is Boren and Eish or Boren Shane and whatever else, or Adam, whatever it might be, after all, Karen Muedes has everything that Boren, the other one, has. Afilachi lo asya, zok the Ravid. Why? Pshat and Rava, mishum di ikar mifrach. Ma lahanach shekin mu'adim mitchilasa. Unlike Karen Muedes, ukfar kasavnu, the tamus the Karen tzarach l'nichta v'pnei chidusho. The Karen tam has to be because that's the chidush of Chatzin Ezek. It has to be in the Chumash. Va'od she'eno babit tzad shove, she'ein dak l'azik. Knows two reasons why Karen tam has to be written. What are the two reasons? Because if it's a chidush of Chatzin Ezek, I wouldn't have known it from anywhere else. And number two, because it's not Dr. Lazik, so I couldn't learn it from anything else. So Elamai the Torah wrote Karen Tam. But what do I want to learn out Karen Muedes? No. So the Pircha will be, but the other ones have Nezek Shoyim from the beginning. And Karen Muedes was this Ravid, I think, maybe made more geshmak in light of the Rashba, of line of the Rashba earlier, by in the context of Bor Tisha and Bor Asara, where the Rashba used the Lashon there, that really it's like they're two different ovals. Karen Tam and Karen Muedes are like, you might say, two different ovals. There's an Av of Karen Tam and an Av of Karen Muedes. The Lashon of Rashba. Get a little test. See the Zav L'Misa, Zav L'Nezik in there at the very end. The Bor Asara or Bor Tisha explains why it's considered a separate Av. Harei hein kekeren shemuedes misham nezek shalem v'tamen misham lechati nezek fisha kol echad mehen Av bifnei atzmo. Lashon HaRashba. I think dovetails very well with this Ravid. Each, it's like it was a separate Av. So Rav's entire comment relates to the issue of Karen Muedes. Karen Tam, of course, you have. And it's a Pircha on Karen Muedes because it started off as a Tam. Just another era. If the Torah wouldn't say Karen Muedes, how do I know that there'd be the whole concept of a Muad to be Inkin Ezek Shalem? There's halachas involved. You have to warn three times. The Baal and Beis Din, how would you know any of that? How could it not write Ezek Shalem by Muad? You have to tell me the whole parasha becoming a Muad. No, who can answer me? But you know it, because it would be written. Where would it be written? Where else is Muad relevant? For Kofar, by Adam. By Adam. So the Seder becoming a Muad, I also have in the Chumash. I have Tam, and I have the Seder Muad Benegea Adam, and the only thing that wouldn't be written is that square of Muad, Shor De'Azik Shor, being Nezek Shalem, would it not say it? And I learned it from Barba Chad Mehanach, says the Gemara, there's a Pircha. But the Seder Muad I would get that from Kofar. We find by Kofar, the becoming a Muad, how becomes a Muad, all that would be, we already know the idea, and that we just translate that over to make a Tam into a Muad, to make a Chiv, Nezek Shalem. The answer is, but there's a Pircha, you can't learn Nezek Shalem, because maybe there's a weakness here. What's the weakness? That the Muad has a weakness vis-a-vis the Bor and Chad Mehanach, in that it's not Muad Mitchilasa. That's the Rav, that L'chor will be Rashi. Comes Rav and says, however, there's a possibility of even learning even Karen. How so? Uleman de Omar, Karen Adifa, Shekavanasa Lahazik, according to the one who holds Karen is better, because the Kavanasa Lahazik, I feel Karen Nami Asya. Then I'll even be able to learn Karen as well. What exactly does the Gemara have in mind? What man de Omar? Rashi doesn't even know. Rashi says, "Lo is parish heich." Chor Rashi means, "Who is this man to Amar?" And Mistama, what does he mean? What does he mean? Karen is better that there won't be a pircha of more than mitchilasan vis-a-vis Karen because Kavanas Lahazik. Where are we coming from? We're pulling a man to Amar out of thin air. We don't know who he is. Tosis Vishitasa with his pshat had a pshat in the Gemara. Who is it? It has to do with the issue of Darka Lahazik and the man to Amar Pagniska Mamona. But back to the Ravid, what would be the pshat? Comes the Rav with a beautiful pshat. Let's see. Let's hear the Rav's pshat. We spoke it out once. You remember? Daf Dalet. Oh, oh. The Rabbi says, I'll tell you what's going on here. What's going on? Let's understand. Is it a good pircha vis-a-vis Keren Muedes? That Keren Muedes is not mu'od mitchiloso. It starts as a tam. What kind of a pircha is that? Is that mu'od mitchiloso idea a reason for the chiyuv or tzad chamur in its own right? Bor and chad mehanach have what? Have a pircha vis-a-vis Keren. Mu'od mitchiloso. They always were mu'od. Is that a characteristic that could contribute to the chiyuv, or it's just a reason to distinguish? To distinguish that, you know, maybe that's different. Which is it? Is it a contributing factor to the chiyuv, or is it a tzad cham or pircha? What is it? Because it's more mitchilah, so that's why it pays nezek shalem? That's why it's chayiv, because it's always nezek shalem? I mean, it's a reason to differentiate it from keren. But then again, keren is kavnasa lehazik. Kavnasa lehazik is a characteristic that contributes to the chiyuv. I can hear a svar that the kavnasa lehazik of Keren can compensate and overwhelm the pircha that whatever it is you want to throw at it, that the other thing has some chumrah. But Keren has a svara in it to be chayiv. So that's the behalach. Who is this man da'amu? Where can I find him? That he says that kavnasa lehazik would outweigh a pircha that you would throw at Keren, which is based on being a tzad chamur. It's just some kind of a pircha bi'alma, but it's not really a contributing, because Keren has kavnasa lehazik. Where do I see it? Says the rabbi, I see it on Daf Dalet. I see it in Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda learns pshat in the Mishnah l'fi Shmuel. What does he say? That lo arvei ashor kerei amavet, lo arvei amavet kerei ashor. After the Gemara fixes it up, because the way he says it originally was backwards, the Gemara said, so what is it? What is the chumrah? Tana shor lekarno, umavet leshino. So now what does it mean? Once the Gemara asks, lav kal v'chomer, the Gemara originally uses it in the other direction, the Gemara says, no, what's the pircha? So the reason why you can learn shein from Keren is because Keren is kavnasa lehazik. And the reason why you can't learn Keren from Shane is why? What does Rabbi Yehuda say? What does the Gemara say? Pshat Rabbi Yehuda, what does Rabbi Yehuda say? Why can't you learn Keren from Shane? Because Hanol Ezeko. But what didn't he say? That I can't learn Keren from Shane because Nala Shane, Nala Mave, Shekane, Muad Mitchilasa. And again, the Rabbi there again learns out that what's the issue there? What Keren are we talking about? Keren Muedes. Tam has to be written. It's the same issue that is playing out here. So what could have you have opted to say as why you can't learn Keren from Shane? Lori Amave Kare Ashur. What could Rabbi Yehuda have said? You can't learn Keren from Shane, because Shane is more mitchilasa and Keren is not more mitchilasa. It starts off as a tab. But instead, what did he say? What did he pick for? What did he use? He used the fact that Shane is another zeko. Why couldn't you use the pircha of more mitchilasa? The answer is more mitchilasa would be overwhelmed by the characteristic that Keren has, a kavnasa lehazik, because that's a characteristic inherent in Keren that dictates it to be chayiv. And more mitchilasa is just a svar biyama lechalik bein shame lekeren, but that would fade in comparison to the characteristic of kavnasa lehazik. That's the Gemara. Ugamanda Omar. Keren Adifa. Shakavanasa lehazik. Who is it? It's Rav Yehuda and Rav Dalet, who explained the Mishnah's pircha that you can learn shor, meaning Keren, from Maveh, meaning Shane, because Malashane Shekanal Ezeko, and he didn't say Malashane Shekan was Mitchilaso vis-a-vis Keren. Apparently that wouldn't have worked to differentiate Shane from Keren, that you can't learn Keren from Shane. No, because Keren is Kavnasa Lehazik. So you have to pick something else, which is a characteristic within Shane itself, not a pircha bialma, but a characteristic. That's the Manda Amar. According to the Manda Amar, you couldn't use this pircha over here as well. That's the Ravid. The Ravid says here to look at what he said earlier, and that's what he said earlier. We saw the Ravid at the time, but over here he says, Manda Mekan Adifa, Ha Parishna Le'il, Da Rav Yehuda Kamar. Yeah? So what did I say before? Say, look, before, he explains what's going on in the Gemara. How could you have thought to learn anyway? Karen from Shane, after all, Shane is more metchilaso. First he talks about the Tam and Mu'ad, he brings in Tam had to be written. Then he says, Havi Matsu Mifrach, Malashin Shane Mu'ad is metchilaso. Toma Bekaren Shane Mu'adchilaso. Ela Dahar Difa. Then he says, no. Hai Pircha Ein Bat Tam Chiyuv. That pircha of more mitzvahs is not ein batam chiyuv. Ela tzad chumra bi'alma. What is it? It's a tzad chumra. Throw it in, okay. Va'adarabah, karen adifa, shekavnasa lahasik. Va'arav Yehuda kamar, de'loparach le'hacha lahai pircha. The Gemara later is going to Rav Yehuda. Kinira, that would be one mehalach in understanding the Hagos Hagra. The Gra is very sasum here, and there are many ways to read it, but one of the ways to learn it is this rivet. The Ra says, Lois Parashecha, Rashi says, who is it? Nechta Bitsino, who? Bedafa Kodem. No, figure it out. Bedafa Kodem. Bedafa Kodem. Where is it? Where is it? Bedafa Kodem? It's Rav Yehuda. Bedafa Kodem, who says the Pircha of Shein Di Hanala Zeko and doesn't pick the Pircha of Shein Di Muz Mitchilas. Yeah, so this is Mistama, the Pshat that Rashi would go with, except on this part, Rashi didn't say what the rivet said. The Ravid brings in Lamanda Amar, Karen Adifa, Rashi didn't know. But the basic approach of Mu'ed Mitchilaso, I think Rashi would learn how Derech the Ravid, that the Pircha is from Karen Mu'edes, doesn't have the Maila because that the others have, because it started off as a Karen Tama. But within the Ravid, we know also what the Gemara means when it says Lamanda Amar Karen Adifa. Okay, so having said this, says Rava, okay, so let's finish in the Gemara. So Rava says, okay, so if this is true, if you can learn everything except Karen, and maybe even Karen, so why, for Gavi Wat, did the Torah actually have to tell me all the chiyuvim of all the mazikin? And the answer is the Hilchos Sein, from the specific halachas of each one. And Rava goes now Keseder. So he starts, Karen, the first thing he says is Karen, Lachalik Ben Tamo Muedes. The Torah had to tell me Karen in order to distinguish Tama Muedes. No, Rabose, ask me a bomb kasha on the Ravid now. What does this Gemara mean? The Gemara is going through Hilchos Sein of all the various avos, and the Gemara starts with Karen. Why does it have to say Karen? Lechag ben Tama Muedes. No? According to the Ravid, Tama had to be written anyway. That's the whole Gemara was only about Muedes. So what do you mean, Lechag ben Tama? Tama is written. According to Tosfos, that the Gemara was assuming that nothing is written. So the Hilchos Sein of Karen is that there's a Torah of Tam, of Chatzin Nezek. According to the Ravid, we're going through the Gemara. The Ravid says, Tam had to be written. He always knew that. So how could the Gemara say, L'chag b'tam o'mu'edes? The Ravid, of course, asked the Kashan himself. And the Ravid says, what Rava means, is that once we're mentioning Tam, we're mentioning Muedes as well. He quotes the drasha, the principle that we know in Chazal, called Parsha Shenemra V'nishneis Lo Nemra El Bishvil Dava Shenis Chadishba. In other words, the Torah might sometimes repeat things that it says already because there's something that's new there. So because the Torah is telling you Tam for its Chidush, so Mela Torah tells you Parsha Muedes as well, even though that could have been learned out. That's what he says. That's what it means. Karen lechag ben tamo muedes. In the Chanami, muad is not necessary, but lemaisa we have to tell me tam. So it tells me everything. That's how the rabbi learns that. Continues the Gemara. That's as far as Karen. Shein v'regel lepotron b'shus harabim. So the Torah has to tell me shein v'regel. Again, it could have been derived from bar v'chad mehanach for the p'tur shus harabim. Notice, Rabosai, the Seder of the Gemara is going according to who? Shein v'rega, bor, lifter bor, sakelin. The Gemara is following which order? What order is this going? Is it arbitrary, or who does it seem to be following here? The order of Rav is lining up here for the Peturin. Rav. According to Shmuel, it's not correct. According to Shmuel, you have to leave Karen for later. According to the Maskana regel, Shor is regel. Karen should be left for later. Otherwise, regular should be left for later. Sometimes, right? But it's going according to Rav. If you remember, there was a Ben Chananel earlier that said that Sugyas HaGemara Koi Kerav. So we tried to figure out a riddle. Where do you find the Sugyas HaGemara Kerav? Here's a possibility. The Gemara is lining up the Peturim and following the Seder HaMishnah of Rav, as you can see, right? So the Gemara goes with Ken Shein Veregel, that's sure. The Gemara continues with Bor, and the Gemara is going to go to Maveh, and then go to Eish. So it's Mamish the Seder of the Mishnah of Rav, yeah. So what is it? So Shein Veregel, Lepotim B'Shus HaRabim. Bor, Lifter Bor Sakelim. Bor has unique halacha, even though as Tosa is going to know, Bor had to be written anyway, but Lemaisa Gemara is going to say that, Lemaisa, you have that also, that the Bor is written for the special din at Lifter Bor Sakelim. Urab Yehuda de Machayva Niske Kelim Bebor, so Yehuda's Shita is that there's a Chiv on Kelim. He doesn't darshan, he has a Ribui, he says Kelim Achayiv. Lifter Boas Adam, so that's a Vator Adam, Adam Mimisa. Adam, it has to write Adam, even though it could have been derived from Bar Vachad Mehanach, L'chayvo Bar Bar Dvarim. So that's unique to Adam, that there's a Chiv of Dal Dvarim on top of Nezek, so that you need to, the Torah has to tell me that. Eish, so in other words, we're not just talking about Peturim here, we're talking about the Torah has to write it for Chiyuvim as well. Here we have Chiyuvim, the Chiyuv of Dal Abad Dvarim. Eish Lifter Bos HaTamun. It's a Ptur Tamun Be'eish that we learn out. It's a Drasha or Koma. So if it's camouflaged and you're putter on that, that's because the Torah wrote the Parsha of Eish. Ooh, Rabbi Yehuda, here again we have a Rabbi Yehuda, the Machayva Niski Tamun Be'eish. He doesn't accept that Ptur of Tamun. Lasuye Mai. Then what is that coming to include? The Parsha of Eish. Lasuye Lichacha Niro V'sichsecha Avanav. This has to do with that it's ain't ikar eish bekach ve'eish to singe stones and what's been plowed in the field, and that's a special din that's also chayv by eish. So again, you see here that it's not just beturim, but even for chiyuvim, be it by eish, you have it according to Rav Yehuda, lasuyet, there's a chiyuv on that case that you wouldn't have thought, and for adam. When it comes to the beturim, just to think about something here, does that mean that the whole Parsha Shein Veregel is only mentioned for the din of Tur Rishus HaRabim? No, it's L'maisa. The Torah told me a whole Parsha Shein Veregel. Shalim, Metav Sodei Metav Kamer Yishalim. And all that is only to tell me that you're part of Rishus HaRabim. Some might want to argue that way. Maybe. The Chiyuv I don't need the Torah for. The Chiyuv I know. Pashtus, it would sound like the Chiv is also plugged in to the unique mazik of Shein Veregel. But once you're in the paradigm of Shein Veregel, it has its own guidelines, it has its parameters, it has its Peturim. But it's not just that the whole Parsha is there only for the Peturim. You could have gotten the Chiyuv anyway. So the Torah had to tell me, the new mazik of Shein Veregel with its Peturim. Memela, it's going to have its own paradigm, but it's mechuyv because of what it is. When it's chayv, it's not because of the general idea that you could have learned it out anyway from anything else. It's true you could have. But now that the Torah wrote it for the Peturim, so then it becomes chayv because of the specific masikas. This is the Loka of Riska Rav, what I'm telling you now. The Riska Rav, at some point we'll have to get to it, if not now, maybe next semester, with Davav, with the Rush. But Lamaisa, he takes it for granted that the chayv of all the mazikim at the end of the day are all the darker lahazik. That's all it is. And what makes every mazik unique as a unique mazik is only the Ptur. Pashtas, you can read the Gemara without that. That would be the Pashtas is that the Chiv is also because of the unique characteristics of the Chiv. But the reason why you have to, have to tell me that Machayev of Shein Veregel because of its Machayev and everything is because of the fact that it has its own parameters. So therefore, if you're Chayev B'Torah Shein Veregel, it's going to be part of B'Shus HaRabim. You're Chayev B'Torah Eish, you're part of Tamun. All right. The time is today, so I don't want to leave the long Rashis for tomorrow. We have more of a head to read the Rashis and the Tosis. But Mirz Hashem, I will leave a few minutes to speak on Yad Yoma. But the go through the Rashi carefully and start on the Tosis. And we have to try to move within the days that we have ahead of us. So we'll try to get into Tosis tomorrow already. Okay.